Oh, got the right headphones on.
What we've got here is failure to communicate. Some man who just can't read.
Live from Hooters in beautiful Tampa, Florida, it's the Spike and the Mike Show. And now here is your host, Spike.
I said spike check one, spike check two, spike check three. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. And welcome to another award-deserving episode of the Spike on the Mic Show. Right at game time, ladies and gentlemen, right at game time, it starts pouring moonshiner in this rain. Rain just started coming down very hard, and we got a little wet on our equipment. So hopefully we stay online and hope we, you know, make it through to put some entertainment and some sounds in your eardrums. This is going to be a show that we're going to have to fight through the pain, fight through the problems, but we will make it happen. The man who's putting the sounds through your eardrums, we like to call him the one, the only, PWS. PWS, how you sticking?
I'm sticking like a guy who got here real early, and now I'm wishing I was at home.
Are you scared of the rain?
I'm terrified of the rain.
I can't stand the rain. All right, and so you guys know the reason we're here, ladies and gentlemen. The reason we are here is for one reason. Voice of Reason, how you sticking?
He's not even here. Come on. Yeah, this is the greatest show of all time.
Well, since the Voice of
we
Reason...
We have no reason.
Well, yeah, since the Voice of Reason isn't here, then maybe we'll go to the guy that knows everything and knows all. Let me call him Bill Smuts. Bill Smuts, how you sticking?
He's not here yet. He's running a little late.
Jeez. So this.
But you know, it still is the show with no reason.
Yeah, really. All right. Well, damn it. How about this? We got the girl that's on remote location. We have Tiffany. Tiffany, how you sticking?
Tiffany still hasn't showed up. We're not sure where Tiffany is.
All right. Well, somebody answer the call.
Wait, but it is raining.
Yeah. Somebody answer the call. So maybe somebody else that's on a remote location, you like to call her Billy. Billy, how you sticking?
I'm sticking great, Spike.
Somebody showed up.
We found a body. Isn't that just awesome? We found a body. Somebody, a living, breathing person that's part of this. And so, speaking of breathing, this person here was just snoring 30 minutes before the show, even though it was warned 4 days before the show to be part of the show. This is it. This is the lovely, talented Miss Monica. Monica, how you sticking?
I'm sticking to my positivity, because if I don't, I'm going to punch you in the face. So
wow.
I'm going to be all positive.
Well, who is it?
Wow.
Especially for calling you it.
That's what I'm saying. And he was like, and he was the one who didn't remind me, because like however many days ago, he was like, hey, can you help us out? And, you know, I think I had a little cocktail in me, and I was like, yeah, you know, okay, yeah, let's do it. I'll help you out. I forgot. What? And
So why'd you go home and go to sleep?
6:30, he's like, because I'm tired. Had a long day.
No, your day is not long. You work from 11 to 2.
That's when you heard me on the air. That ain't what all I did all day.
Yeah, exactly. She has to sweep up around the office.
I am Mexican. So they do make that happen.
Yeah, really. Oh, my gosh. In the echo, in the back of the cave, there is somebody here. We like to call him Bill Smuts. Bill Smuts, how you sticking?
Oh, I'm going to have to turn one of these up.
Yeah.
What is this how you're sticking thing?
Oh, you see, he's new to the show, ladies.
Oh, yeah.
He doesn't understand. I would tell you what street talk is, but you don't need to.
Yeah, I mean, I got hit in the head over the weekend.
Oh.
And I feel fine.
Again?
I feel fine, but everything just seems off.
Right.
I mean, I could even you out by punching you in the head again, and maybe it'll, like, fix it.
Maybe.
Well,
I don't know.
P-Dub, Daddy. Hey, Daddy.
Hey, Daddy.
Yes. I can't barely hear in my headphones. Not my mic, but just, like, in.
Well, what you should do is follow the red one and turn it up.
Is this DIY?
Tell me. You got to listen, and we're turning. We keep going. All right.
Zippity-doo-da, zippity-day.
Yeah, get over here. So, anyway.
Feeling.
How am I supposed to know? Okay. You guys talk.
So, what happens, you follow the red one. So we. Oh, I think I turned the wrong one.
You did.
Yeah.
It's the one next to it. That's yours right there that his finger's on.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, anyway, that's what happens when when we
zippity doo dah.
Yeah, we got expected rain.
You are deaf now.
But no, I'm not. It was really low.
But yeah. Look at mine.
But ladies and gentlemen,
yeah.
Look at that.
Yeah, but you don't remember that you're deaf.
Yeah.
No, I don't remember that I'm deaf, but I can recognize things.
Feels good.
Yeah, okay.
Right.
All right, so ladies and gentlemen, this is the Spike on the Mic Show. We are here at our Palacios Studios at 4215.
Not a word.
North Hillsborough Avenue.
Yes, it is.
It's just a, you know, because, I mean, I did look at my calendar. I really don't have much of a recollection or anything, and it said something about going to a show. I said, this got to be the greatest show on earth. So, like I said, everything just seems to be a little off, but that's what I'm just assuming. It's the greatest show ever.
Yeah. It's the number one award-deserving show.
Why else would I be here if it wasn't?
And why am I here?
Yeah, really. Because we're trying to improve you guys' resources, that picture.
Yeah.
Improve you guys' image in the community.
All day I was out campaigning for President Biden. So, I mean, I've just been...
Oh, I don't know, you definitely bumped your head.
Yeah. He ain't running. He's already president.
Well, yeah, but, you know, he's doing a fantastic job doing with...
He's thinking about, you know, three years from now.
Man, somebody done bumped their head. I like this new...
What?
Somebody done bumped their head. I like this new you.
What do you mean? It's a new me?
Yeah, I like that part of you because the old you is just a total train wreck.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
You don't want to be a train wreck, do you?
Sure. I mean, if it would be the opposite of a wrecked train, maybe.
Billy, is it raining in your remote location?
Not at the moment, but it has been raining heavily for most of the day.
Yeah, well, we got hit by some little showers.
It was cooling us off. It was flipping a hot.
Yeah.
Flipping a hot?
I was going to say, but y'all are lucky I'm not. Because even though it's a podcast, we're not allowed to swear?
Correct.
Right.
Because we are on...
That's some bull crap.
No, we are on actual terrestrial
radio.
Why isn't
there someone running the board who can dump my ass?
I want to be positive.
I can dump it, but I have to dump you tomorrow.
No, not you. Yeah, if it's just getting recorded, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, because I like you, Daddy. You won't have to work as much. Hey, you start
Lewis,
it.
Lewis, you got a minute? You got a
my
minute?
Daddy, but
sit
not
down,
that
get,
kind
sit down
of
and put your
sorry.
Microphone.
I
don't know if you want to or not. Maybe you can't. All right. So this is what we're doing. So we're gonna go ahead and entertain you. But first, let's go ahead and at least talk to our sponsors.
Oh, I don't even know what they are. Come on, press
hit the
button.
There it is.
The Spike on the Mic Show is brought to you by the Game Day Metric Tour. The Game Day Metric Tour is a charity bicycling tour featuring two courses through scenic landscapes. And by Kansas City Online Radio, bringing you entertaining talk and cool blues 7 days a week at kconlineradio.com. And by RadioSt.Pete.com and its sister station, Sunshine 96.7 FM, bringing you the best in local music and entertainment.
Welcome to Hooters!
Politically incorrect since 1983.
The official home of race fans.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, speaking of Hooters, what happened?
He came in third.
Ooh, so ladies and gentlemen, if you're in the sound of our voices,
right.
What's that mean?
On Mondays, following a NASCAR race, Chase Elliott. In the Hooters car, if he wins, you get free fried pickles
if he comes in the top 10.
You do it.
So do we get free fried pickles?
Yes. We get free fried pickles.
Can we hook that up?
Yeah, free fried pickles for everybody. So at the Hooters, just go and say, hey, I heard that Chase Elliott came in the top 10.
Yes.
Free fried pickles.
Came in third.
If
he wins, then you get boneless wings.
If he wins, you get boneless wings. Say it right there. I don't know if he turned on or not. Okay.
can I just say, Marin not only brought me a cocktail. Who? Is it Marin?
I don't stare. I look into the eyes. I'm not that perfect.
Oh, I look at the nice rack, because let's face facts. It's a nice rack.
I look into the eyes. I can't look into your one.
I don't have any rack.
I can't see any of this. I'm missing
sorry.
Everything.
Yes.
But she
Are you
brought
missing
me a
everything?
Lovely cocktail, so thank you very much. And she will be donning, she will be coming back with pickles, right? Yeah.
Free fried pickles. Yeah.
Hey, cheers, mother effers.
Yes. Don't you need some more ice?
I do. And napkins.
Right. Pepper, you, Smots, you don't remember that you drink?
Is this Bud Light?
Yes. Exactly. Yes.
This is your normal Bud Light.
Yeah, okay. Really.
I'm just checking.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
you know, I must say, I've only heard like 6 minutes of show. It is quite possibly the best podcast I've ever heard.
Yeah.
You don't listen to any podcasts, do you? Yeah.
I mean, I've seen a few.
Yeah, this is going to be
great. I feel like something's happening, and I don't know what it is.
Listen, if he ever gets his memory back, let's hit him in the head again, okay?
Oh, because he's disheveled. Oh, no, yeah. I'm going to hit him in the head, and it will knock him back. You know what? Wait a minute. No, let's keep him like he is.
Yes.
Because you just said something positive about Biden. Maybe he'll be normal now. Maybe this was what he was always supposed to be. He just got hit in the head before, and he was whacked out.
What do you mean? There's negative things that I'm supposed to say about Biden?
No, not at all.
No, nothing bad to say at all. No.
Yes, really.
No, we're happy you're here.
Well, I'm just glad that a-hole Trump is out.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, hold on. Hold on a second. Let me hit me in the head.
I'm going to stick that thing in. Oh, I can't say that on air. Sorry. God. This is very annoying.
All right. So Billy, since you're in a remote location, you got to go outside, run down the street, and yell free fried pickles to every participation, to every person you see. Tell them to go to Hooters to get the free fried pickles.
Oh, okay, let me do that right now.
All right.
There she goes. And while she's gone, ladies, you can be a part of the show by giving us a call at 813-699-3900. That's 813-699-3900. Yes, good job.
I can hear her.
She's literally doing it.
She's out on the street.
Yes.
Hey, that's your daughter walking the streets, I'm just saying.
I know, yeah.
Yes. Walking the streets. Also, and we've done that. So we guess we should go ahead and start the show. Because, ladies and gentlemen, we talk about three things.
Oh, which three things?
We talk about three things on this show.
Yeah.
And as we do this, we prepare ourselves.
The past, the present, and the future.
Hey!
That's
my God,
it, ladies
everybody
gentlemen. Thank
was
you.
Dancing.
Woo, thank I've you. I get my weekly going on.
I've got to say that dancing's the least annoying thing I've ever seen.
Oh yeah, you're a great guy. So
where's he's gonna, by the way, he's gonna do this and he's gonna laser focus in on it all show. Where's Gasman?
Oh wait.
Hold on, Billy.
Billy's out of breath.
Are you back?
Oh. I ran all the way down the block. I'm back. Oh. And screamed at fried pickles.
Good.
Fried pickles.
Good job. Oh, I'm sorry, Billy. Did you tell them? You have to go to Hooters?
Oh, crap.
Right,
I'll be right back.
No. Did you tell him why?
No, it's okay, Billy. That's okay. Well, while she's doing that again, as you know, we talked. Okay. She's going to miss the couch here.
I know.
So as we start the show, I also like to give our listening audience, this is killing me, a little bit of
it was killing me too.
Of knowledge of nuggets here. So let's start out with cow chip news of the week.
Poop.
It's not a poop. What cow chip is something that you can go around and talk about these things here that little known facts that most people don't know or they're intrigued when they learn these things. Cow chip news is everybody knows that cotton candy isn't exactly great for your teeth, right?
No, it's mostly just sugar.
Sugar and
it is the sugar.
And air.
It's sugar and sugar and strings. And what? Froutons.
Food coloring. Yeah.
Oh. Sugar and food coloring. Well, you guys would be surprised to know that the machine that makes cotton candy, the sweet treats that we like, was invented by a dentist. Dentist William Morrison.
What's the matter with him?
Is that like double jeopardy or not double jeopardy or
something?
Or double dipping or
it's something awful.
It's kind of like smoking on your own supply.
Kind of. Right. Yeah.
Say what, Bill?
It ain't right.
It ain't right.
So, but even though he fixed people's teeth for a living, he also worked along the confectioner guy by the name of John C. Wharton. He worked on the candy machine. So the dentist and the confectioner guy got together and invented cotton candy.
Damn.
So there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Cow chip news of the week.
That's wow, random. That was fantastic.
Well, I think it's more random than fantastic, but that's cool.
It is. Well,
what did you call me? I'm sort of affected by that noise, yeah.
Oh. And in other news, we have to talk about the big A word of the week.
It's the word of the day. It's the word of the day.
Hey.
It's the word of the day. It's the word of the day.
okay, I'm a little annoyed. You know, my word of the day is annoyed because you and I were just talking about a certain someone that we both know that pays me to voice their podcast.
Right.
Hello.
Oh, so if we need some more voiceovers. Oh, okay. All right. Oh. Well,
way to go.
We'll talk right. about that. Well,
that's a no. Well, and I got off my couch. I'm literally leaving right now. I'm walking out. Wait, there's fried pickles, aren't there?
Oh, free fried pickles. Free fried pickles.
Damn it.
So stay for that. Yeah.
The big A word of the day is when I give you guys a big A word, and then I test your knowledge, and you tell me whether you know what it is, yes or no. And then at the end of the show, to keep you around, we'll tell you what it means.
Oh, that's good.
Sololipsum.
Sololipsum.
When I get chapped lips after being in the pool all gee darn day or at the beach all day. Yeah.
Sololipsum. That's it. Something like that. Do you got? Let me spell it because everybody say I'm pronouncing it wrong. Sololipsum.
Sololipsum.
Sololipsum. Does anyone know what sololipsum is?
Sololipsism. Mm-hmm. Sololipsism.
Yeah, it's sort of like solipsism. But,
right. So don't look it up and devour
it. Solipsism. That is solipsism. I guess that's how you would pronounce it.
That is how you pronounce it.
Yeah, well, if you looked it up, don't tell us what the word of the day is. We'll keep our listener in suspense. You see, I put that.
All right. We have that one listener.
I made it plural.
Yeah. As we know.
And apparently that one listener has no phone or they would call in.
Do they have a toilet? Does the toilet person still call?
Yeah. Toilet person does show up.
Yeah. Serious. Yeah, yes, really. Yes. Yeah, we'll go with that. And with that being said, we should go ahead and get into the meat and potatoes.
With sololipsum being said?
Wait, are we going to say if we know what it means or not?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just the yes or no part?
Yes.
Yes.
Billy, do you know what it means?
I actually do, because I really freaked somebody out by
knowing it.
Explaining it to them. Yes.
I don't know.
Oh, Monica has no smarts? What world
I found after I hit my head, I don't, my vocabulary. Vocabulary?
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Does that mean you can't say it backwards if I ask you to?
Minimum.
Go back.
Yeah, really. Yeah, hit him in the head again. All right. PW, you know what sololipsum is?
I used to.
Oh, okay. All right. Monica's version of getting her lips chapped. They sew lips and whatever.
Yeah, I like that.
Well, I'll tell you guys, if time permits, what the big A word of the day means.
Yeah, well,
right?
we got to save time for that.
Right. All right, so let's go ahead and do topic changing music.
All right, here's the very first topic of this evening, and it's brought to you by Spike, who's on the mic.
Yeah. I like to call this topic here, terrible business plan.
Terrible business plan.
You can only do it 13 to 17 years.
You can only do it 13 to 17 years.
Oh, that's a good one. You make all the money and you can move out and then you retire. That's pretty cool.
Interesting. Have you guys ever, well, I know you have. You guys know what cicadas are?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
I used to live up in New York, so I've seen them.
I think they've only been in the news since forever.
Yeah, but they're not down here, so.
But sometimes if you had to watch news, don't you have like these stupid anchors eating them now?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, not new. I don't know what that is. But anyway, terrible business plan. There is a restaurant, a pizza shop.
Pizzeria.
Did your head get hit?
Yeah.
Literally, it sounds painful.
A pizza shop in Dayton, Ohio. They decided they want to try this new Pizza Bandit, which is including toppings of the carizzi. What are things called?
Cicadas.
So they're not olives. They put cicadas on your pizza.
Nice.
You can.
I understand they taste like shrimp.
Oh.
True? Is that true?
No, there was.
That's what I've been told.
There was a Real Housewives of, I want to say, Orange County or Beverly Hills. One of those California ones.
Right.
And one of the chicks is Asian.
Right.
And she explained, she had the girls out for like a night of dinner, and she explained the food and her culture that they eat, and there was a bunch of stuff that we as Americans would just not want to eat.
Right.
Yeah. But there were American crickets, and the one girl refused to try the crickets, and she's like, listen, I understand you'll have to eat the whole thing. Just taste it for me as part of my culture.
Yeah.
She wouldn't. It was a big old thing. Fast forward to the next day or night or whatever. She had a pizza party, and she had everyone make your own pizza, and she had all the toppings out, and she said, yes, these are crickets over here if you want to sprinkle them on, like the cicadas or whatever. Nobody really did, so she sprinkled them on that one girl's pizza without her knowing.
Without her knowing?
Right. Yeah.
And she loved it.
And she ate the pizza, and she was like, oh, you know, she didn't love it, but she didn't hate it. She was like, oh, that's good. And after everybody was done, she was like, I put crickets on your pizza. She went and puked.
But wasn't there like wow. That should be murder right then. I would have killed
that's
her.
That's like
dead.
A psycho kill.
They're gonna do this.
It's all psychological. You didn't yeah. find when you ate the pizza. It wasn't like she ate the pizza and was like, yeah. something doesn't taste right. This is weird. She ate the whole thing.
I would never go to her house and eat none of her potatoes.
Psycho puker. Qu'est-ce que c'est? Fa 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 fa.
Fa 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 fa.
Funk funk.
So anyway, what I'm saying is a terrible business plan is, would you? And I asked the legal riff, I mean, you people.
Yeah.
Would you try the cicada-topped, what he called it, spicy Thai cicada pie? Billy, would you try the spicy Thai cicada pie?
Probably not. I can't, I don't like the idea of eating actual insects. The closest I'll get to bugs are like,
lobster and crawfish,
lobster.
Yeah.
Right.
They're just like bugs.
So, PW, would you try the spicy Thai cicada pie?
I would actually give it a try. I would totally be expecting to puke, but
right?
I would give it a
it's
try.
It's psychological.
Would you do it, Monica?
I don't eat pizza, so good. Sprinkle it on all the pizzas you want.
No, just try the cicada.
Alone with, like, I would eat it if it were sprinkled on, like, because I love chili dogs, let's just say. And let's say there's onions on the chili dog and chili and all that. And then there was also
lots of chili and shots of onions and small cicada.
Well, I mean, not whole. Like, chop that stuff up. And,
yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we're good to go.
All right. Smuts, that's you.
I would say if I was properly incentivized. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But
yeah. Nobody gives a crap if you eat it. Why would anybody want to incentivize? Like, so what? Eat it or don't.
No, I would actually give $5 to see him eat
it. And
that
may not be enough to do it, but if I was properly incentivized, but, you know, I can't say I wouldn't eat it because.
$100 million.
There you go.
Well, you know, the Food and Drug Industry, Food and Drug Administration's saying that these. Don't eat them if you're allergic to seafood.
They feed on seafood.
Now, this is the part I don't believe. They're in the family relationship of shrimp and lobster.
Yes. Did
you say that?
Yes.
Welcome to 5 Minutes Ago.
How in the heck is that possible? If these are bugs that live in trees, right?
No, they don't live in trees.
Underground.
Oh. Okay, they don't live in water.
You can ask yourself. Why am I here?
Water is saturated, or ground is saturated with water.
Flowing underground.
You guys can do what y'all want. I'm not falling for that weak Jedi mind game.
Haven't you ever watched one of those Survivor shows that if they don't have water, they dig down like 6 to 8 feet to where they can actually
find a whale?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Well.
Are you smarter than a cicada?
So ask me, will I eat it? No. I'm sorry. Because I didn't even want to try the goat's milk that we did that
That's
long
true,
time.
Yeah.
That
goat
long
cheese,
time ago.
Goat cheese. And you actually liked it. That's the sad part. You ate it without knowing it was goat cheese.
No, I did something similar. There was something, this is before COVID, obviously. And there was a food drop at the station, and everything looked delicious. And there were little cubes of cheese. I freaking love cheese. I'm like, okay. And then I put it in my mouth, and I almost bit into it. And someone said, oh, Monica, that's goat cheese. And I was like, what? And like, I was so.
You were psychologized into it?
Yeah, I was. And they're like, what's your problem? You were totally just going to eat it. I'm like, yeah, but now I know. And it's weird. And no. Out. Peace.
Oh, God, it's good.
Nope.
No, it really is good.
But there's cow's cheese. Like, it would be, if they were the only thing in the world ever, okay, I probably would eat it. But there's a million other options. We don't need goat cheese.
Goat cheese is delicious, though.
I'll pass.
It is.
Spike actually liked it. See, we did a blind thing. It was just cheese on crackers, and he ate it and liked it.
I didn't know which one was the goat.
Yeah, you didn't. Yeah.
I think I did. I don't think I liked it. But
no, you liked it.
You got to tell yourself that so you can sleep at night.
Yes, really. Sorry. So.
Wow.
I guess we went around the room, and everybody decided they would not try the cicadas. But here's the deal.
No, I said I would.
Oh. What I don't understand is they say they only
come. I would in a chili dog.
Yeah, that's right. Ground up and to pepper size.
Yeah.
Like ground pepper.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's not a real eating a cicada.
Okay. No, that's totally eating a cicada.
No.
Hey, I have a question.
Yes.
Do you like feta cheese?
Yes. Who doesn't?
I don't know.
Feta cheese.
Okay. Feta cheese.
I'm going to go with I don't know.
I do.
Okay. Well, I'm just going to ruin it for you because it's made from goat's milk.
Is feta made?
I hate feta cheese. I'm kidding. I'm joking.
No, because if I'm at...
I didn't know feta was goat.
I feel like I'm taking her word for it, but...
Yeah, it is.
Because if I'm at, say, a restaurant and I order a sandwich or something with cheese, I usually let this server pick the cheese to surprise me. Yeah. And I always say, no egg cheese, no blue cheese. Now I got to say no feta cheese.
But what kind of cheese do you like, then?
Any kind but those three.
Spike.
Yes,
did
sir.
You say egg cheese?
Yeah, no egg cheese, whatever.
There's no such thing as egg cheese. Well,
take that off the list then. Well, there you have it. I thought that it was a terrible business plan.
Would you have a cheese? Would you eat a cheese made from sheep's milk?
Probably not.
Yeah.
You're trying to trick me. I know a goat and a sheep is the same thing.
No, they're not.
It's not. They're not, actually.
Well, they're not?
No.
No.
Goat has horns. Sheep doesn't. Sheep has
correct.
Wool.
Okay. All right. Well, I stand corrected then. I still won't try it if they told me it's sheep milk, sheep cheese, whatever it is. Give me some good old pepper jack and American.
Oh, I'll do some pepper jack. What I don't like to say, and mock me all you want, it feels really racist and weird to order white American at the deli. Like, I feel weird about it. It feels like weird. What would you like? White American. Like, it just doesn't feel right. So I'll order yellow.
And that doesn't even seem like it could possibly exist, white American cheese.
It's a thing. Although it is delish.
It is?
Yeah.
It's
and I just
American cheese, it tastes the same as the yellow American, in my opinion.
I don't know, but you know what I found today and I just bought today? And this is amazing, you guys. It is Havarti.
Oh, yes.
But it's Havarti dill cheese.
Dill?
And it's got dill in there. I'm telling you now, they sliced it nice and thin for sandwiches, and I'm in.
Ooh.
Those Jews know how to make stuff.
Now that's racist. Yeah. There
no, that's not racist. Havarti is Jewish, and it's really good.
Yeah, but if you don't know that, like I don't, that's just racist.
I didn't either.
Yeah, so it just sounded...
It is. It's Jewish.
Smosh, did you know that Havani was racist?
Havani Gila.
I guess that is in the song.
Havarti is not... They did not say Havarti in that song. That actually was racist right there.
Havarti, that was wonderful.
Okay, I'm sorry. Havarti and Coke?
That was fabulous. Havarti and Coke, yes.
Our lady, who's super sweet and nice, I'm not saying anything bad about her.
Havarti's Jewish.
She said, I said Bacardi and diet, and she said, a cardigan diet? No, Bacardi, please.
I think you might be right, Billy. I think it's halva.
Havarti is, according to Wikipedia, is Danish.
Danish.
Now you're straight up racist.
Yeah.
Wow.
You just made the other people do it.
Wow. All
right, well.
Does it go onto a soccer field and collapse?
Like a Dane. Like any Dane. Yes.
That's
true. I was like, why are we laughing at that? What are you talking about?
Because the guy just dropped dead on the soccer field.
Yeah, he did die, but he was revived. Yeah. He was resuscitated. Yeah.
He's not dead now, but it sure was not.
Oh, really?
Yeah. For a while there, it didn't look good.
He just ran and fell down.
Yeah.
He had a human shield around him.
She wanted it was something else I wanted from her, but I forgot. All right, well.
All right.
It all sounds good that we all decided we're not going to do the cavita. I mean, the cavita, the bugs.
Cicada, I already said yes, I would try it.
Oh.
Is it any different, really, in someone eating a grasshopper or a cricket?
No.
And being American?
Actually, somehow or other, I feel like a cicada might taste good.
Yeah, it has a sodium. Well, people eat grasshoppers and cicadas.
Only if they own how to survive and deal.
No, they're actually for sale in health food stores now.
Yeah.
I'm going to bring some for you next week.
Y'all people eat it.
Oh, that'd be so nice.
You know, remember, you have amnesia, so you ain't going to remember it.
if Chase Elliott wins, you get free grasshoppers.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, not necessarily Hooters. But, you just got to find out where. Yeah. Where, but
wherever he lives.
Is there yeah. sauce to dip them in? Would you, if there's sauce as an option, you don't just have to eat it live.
Oh, man, and sauce.
Because deep fried, pretty much everything kind of tastes the same a little bit when it's right. deep fried. So deep fried and with like a buffalo sauce or something.
So in other words, you're hiding what you're actually
100%.
Eating. 100%. Okay, well, yeah. I'll eat a tire if I don't know it's a tire okay. and it's
oh, yeah.
cooked well.
Yeah, do that.
Well, okay, all right. Well,
oh, if I can get a nice sauce on a paper napkin, I'll eat it. Yeah.
Did you eat Rocky Mountain oysters?
I don't eat oysters.
Okay.
Unless right. you cook them.
Well, they're cooked.
Yeah.
Rocky Mountain oysters are cooked.
Yeah, yes. I'd
I bet you would.
Steamed. I've had steamed oysters.
Yeah. I bet you've eaten them many
I've
times.
I've eaten them at Hooters. No. I've had a bucket of oysters.
Maybe if you were out west.
Hold on, I'm chewing.
Honestly,
they have like the same consistency as shrimp. You know, shrimp has an exoskeleton. Obviously, right. cicadas have an exoskeleton. So do they have
yeah,
like
why
a
do they keep doing this?
But we don't
like
eat we don't eat the shrimp.
It's not just like goo like the other.
But we don't eat the shrimp exoskeleton. We take it off.
Yeah.
Do we? Do we really?
Yes.
I do.
And I don't eat the tail of the shrimp.
Don't we? Don't we really?
Isn't that the part that you eat?
I'm guessing Spike eats the whole thing.
Thank you.
I pay for the whole thing. I might well eat the whole thing, right?
You eat the shell?
If you eat steamed shrimp, do you eat the legs?
If they on my plate.
I know someone who would, you know, when you go to the, like, I don't know, what's that one? I'm not going to name another restaurant
bathroom?
Right now. But you go to those restaurants that have peanuts and you throw this stuff on the floor, whatever.
Shells?
He would put the whole peanuts in his mouth and not and like shell and all and just eat that.
With a tea or without a tea?
Bag.
I'm just asking when you said peanuts.
Bag.
Is there a tea in that word that you just said?
Yes, of
okay, I'm just making sure.
I don't even know what you just
yeah,
said.
Yeah, I missed that one.
Understand.
Well,
but I'll
oh, no, I know what he was going after. He's going the male organ.
I know, I thought
if
tea
you
bag.
Drop the tea. Yeah.
That tea bag. Oh, penis. Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Much like the William, what was the American Idol guy that sucked?
William Hung?
Hung, exactly. Yeah.
My God, you loved him. When that whole thing
she
went
bangs,
down, this guy was
bangs.
Yes. You were obsessed with him.
In 04, when he did the, when the Lightning won the Stanley
you
Cup.
Went nuts.
He did the national anthem before the Toronto Blue Jays game up in Toronto. And
yeah, I think it's amnesia.
Because when you're in Calgary, all you're seeing is basically Calgary and Lightning. Calgary, Lightning. That's it. Except every newscast led off with William Hung singing
She Bangs.
So,
Take Me Out to the Ball Game at there. And he did forget the tea.
Oh,
he kept
yeah.
playing it. Buy me some penis
and cracker
jack.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a T in that word, William. It's a very important letter.
Really?
Let me do a Where Is He Now, William Hung.
Is he serious?
Yeah. Can we get him as a guest?
I don't know. You think he's busy?
I think he'll do it for the free fried
Google
pickles.
Him.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, Google him.
Well, I think we done beat the cicadas to death, but they only come around every 13 to 17 years.
I know, yeah.
Are you tired of beating the cicadas off?
Yeah. Bada bum 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 bum. All right, let's go ahead and do topic changing music.
All right, here comes another topic that hopefully has nothing to do with insects on the Spike and the Mike show.
I miss Clark.
I like to call this pimp or power move.
Pimp or power move.
Right, and this is probably going to come strictly or a lot from the advice of the X, the women chromosome.
Yeah, the
women. What are y'all again, XY?
Yeah.
Y'all the XX chromosomes,
XX,
all right?
We're XX,
XX chromosome.
We're sexy.
Yeah, we got the Y.
Is this a pimp or is this a power move? There was a guy who was at a sneaker store. I'm not going to call the name of a sneaker store.
I do feel like you're stealing Gareth's bit, but go ahead.
Yeah, he is. And he saw this girl that he thought was very, very attractive, so he offered to buy her some shoes for her phone number.
Okay.
Is that a pimp or a power move? And I'll start out with the guys first.
Wait, which one's bad, pimp or power move?
That's up to you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. And we'll go with that. Yeah, you decide. One of them got to be bad?
Yeah. Otherwise, you're saying, is this good or good?
Okay, like, punk or power move?
Okay, punk is better.
Punk or power move? No, punk is the bad one.
But punk is better than pimp, word choice-wise.
Oh, okay. So I'll start off with the XY chromosomes. PW, is that a punk or a power move?
I think it's perfectly fine.
No, punk or power
move? No, I think it's a fair trade.
Punk or power move?
Yeah, the words. Listen to the words. Is it a punk or a power move?
Okay, power move.
Is it a power move, all right?
I don't know what that means, but I'll pick that.
You know it ain't a punk.
Yeah, you know it ain't that
yeah,
one.
It's not punk.
All right, Smots?
It depends. Could he have gotten it for free?
Punk or power move?
Depends. Could he have gotten it for free?
Yeah.
I don't know. Okay, let's say I don't know.
Could have got it for free. It's a punk move. But if it's if he couldn't get it for free, it's a power move.
You know, I'm getting to the age where it depends.
Yeah. Yeah. Depends are important.
Yes.
Yeah.
No.
All right. So let's go ahead and ask the
But wouldn't you say that? I mean, why would you? You're just offering to do the shoes. But maybe you could have got the number for free.
I understand that, but money is probably not the issue.
Probably, but
the phone number is the issue.
Right.
Yeah.
Could you have got the phone number for free is what I'm saying.
Let's say yes.
Punk.
Oh, yeah, then it's a punk move.
Oh. All right. Billy, pimp? Punk? You think it's a punk move?
Oh, explain Billy went punk.
Give me your homework. Why?
Because you're paying me to give you my phone number.
Well, we know that. I'm buying you some shoes. I'm buying you some shoes.
Yeah, so I was in a shoe store to buy myself some shoes.
Right.
I don't need you to buy me shoes. And you buying me shoes, you're like bribing me to give you my phone. That's not going to impress
me. Oh, maybe
me.
I'm going to change mine.
If I didn't want to give you my phone number in the first place.
Right.
And then you're somehow going to impress me by buying me shoes? You know, buy me flowers. Don't buy me shoes.
Yeah.
So
no,
you say you're calling it a punk move.
Punk or right. pimp or whatever you want to
all right.
call it.
All right, Monica's?
I think it's a punk move. It's an insult. Like, I don't need crap bought for me. I can buy it on my own if I want it. If you have nothing else going on and nothing else to offer me but a G-darn pair of shoes, then I got nothing to offer you. Peace out.
Man. And it also depends, too. I mean, are you at Walmart or are you at the Red Bottom shoe store?
I don't care. Shoes are shoes. It's the principle of the matter.
The Red Bottom shoes are the same as flip-flops?
If I'm at a Jimmy Choo store, I'm going to buy myself
that's
some
racist.
Shoes. That's where I'm at, right?
Is that the Red Bottom?
And then some guy just walks up to me and says, I'll buy you those shoes if you give me your phone number. No, then that you're it's like you're, it's, then you're like, okay, so that, is he going to expect more? Does that mean that now he's going to take me out and buy me like a $200 dinner and then he's going to expect more? Like,
Wait, Billy. What if you get the shoes and you give him my phone number? I think that's a win.
I wear a size 9 sneaker, man sneaker.
But that's a really good idea.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I think that it is a power move. And here's the reason why. See, you guys are fixated on the product, not the purpose.
What's the purpose?
To get to know
get
that woman.
Why can't you say hi? I'd like to get to know you.
But to be a cool guy, what if the guy saw somebody? Oh, yeah.
I thought that was your car.
No.
Yeah. What if the guy?
It's your spot now, though.
Yeah. What if the guy saw this person here? They'll find out. What if the guy find out that he likes this girl, and he walks up and gives her a rose? Is that a punk move?
That's different.
No, it's not.
That's totally different.
I wasn't in the rose store about to buy myself a rose.
Okay, so if you was in a rose store to buy a rose.
He's giving me a gift.
Again.
Even though I don't really like getting flowers. But still, that's a gesture, right? But buying my shoes, that's different. You're buying something to get something from me. So then, you know, giving a rose, that's just giving a gift. Okay, so you're buying something to get from me. And now the next step is that, he wants to sleep with me.
No, but
so
Billy, the product is still the same.
If he buys
and the purpose
me a television,
is still the same.
Does that mean I have to sleep with him?
You don't have to sleep with him. If he buys you a house, you don't have to sleep with him.
I understand that.
So
that's what he's going to expect because he can buy me something and I'll do whatever it is that he wants. Give him my phone number, give him anything. No.
Billy, don't you remember when you watched Diner that he wasn't comfortable with the word gesture?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I know.
Wait, but here again, here's what I'm saying. Forget the product. We're talking about the move, the gesture. Because if you was in a flower store and he gave you a rose, if you was in a mobile home park and he bought you a mobile home, if you was at a tire store and he bought you some tires, so forget the product. We're talking about the process.
Yeah.
You was in a shoe store. He bought you shoes. The process is still the same.
Oh.
No. No. Okay, so a mobile home, that's like something that you use.
Wait, can I
all
be...
All those other things that you said are something that you use. But if he bought me like a card or a flower, that's just a gesture. That isn't buying me a physical item.
No, like I say, you're worried about... You're talking about the product.
Things. Very different things.
No. She's worrying about the excess. See...
The what?
The excess.
Excess. Like freshy?
Like too much. Excess. No, what I'm thinking is, I'd like to be in a Lexus showroom.
Yeah,
and meet this guy.
Serious. So, as you walked away, I was saying, what if you were in a flower store and the man bought you a rose? Is that still insulting?
Both of them are just cheesy AF, and there's a better way to do it. Now, having said that, there are girls who would love the shoes in a shoe store, who would love the rose and the rose star, and more power to them. I'm not judging anybody. But you need to not do that for me. You need to go do it for the girl who's going to want it, and she'll happy, and you guys will live happily ever after. For me personally, that is just not my thing.
Yeah,
I would just look at you like you were lame AF. You have nothing else to give. You don't have to buy my affection.
She's fine with a white claw or a drink.
Yeah. Let's say you was in a 7-Eleven, and you was getting ready to buy some.
So weird. I would decline it.
You would decline anything someone a male opposite set or a female gives you.
I don't need a general blanket statement like that, but I can't foresee right now a scenario. I'd be like, okay, there might be something. But
what
I
are
just
you
don't
drinking
know
right
is.
Now?
That's a Cardigan Coke, Bacardi and Diet.
With right, no
so
ice.
You're sitting at a bar.
I'd get some ice.
And someone goes, hey, I'd like to buy you a Bacardi and Coke.
Yes.
Okay.
You've just been lawyered.
No, I mean, I see what you're saying. I'm sure there's some scenario where I would say yes to that. However, it has nothing to do with, and this I'm coming back to exactly what I've been saying this whole time, it's not about the drink. I don't need a drink for him. So if he says it to me and I have zero interest in him, I'm going to say no, thank you, and I'm gone, and I'm done. But there might be a girl who is interested. But if I am interested in him, then it's not even about the drink, like Spike said. It's just, okay, that's nice, and then I know that we can get to know each other better. So.
Yeah, but you're thirsty like 90% of the time. But
I can buy my own, G-darn.
Thirsty, thirsty means something else in the streets.
but
I'm that too.
Point,
yeah, I'm that
I absolutely
too.
Agree with her. I don't, if I'm not interested in the first place, you buying me something isn't gonna then make me more interested.
No, not
and,
gonna,
and,
no.
And that is not what I'm questioning. I'm questioning is the gesture I think is a cool move or power move. And you guys are saying
to
no
get
it's
a
it's,
phone number.
It's so the gesture which one
to
of
get
us,
a phone number.
Which one of us has a vagina?
Me.
Oh.
So you if
that's true.
If you're trying to understand the other side and trying to get a date and trying to get a number, you should listen to the people who have the vagina.
Yeah.
But
that's a true story.
But which one of us has the peanuts?
Excuse me?
Yes.
Excuse me?
Which one of them has the peanuts?
Right, but
so
nobody's buying you a
I'm buying
pair
you
of shoes,
shoes
Spike.
Or a white
but, yeah. But I'm doing what peanuts do. Hey.
Yeah, and we're telling you that when peanuts do that,
it's wrong.
Creepy.
It's stupid and it's lame.
Ice.
Yeah, that is.
Ice. No, for her. But I'm saying, so, yeah.
Marion, I love you, Marion, and you're super nice, but of all the servers, I feel like it's more complicated. I feel like usually they're like, oh, yeah, okay, no problem. And you're like, what? Wait,
maybe she don't speak Spike.
Nobody all right. does.
Yeah. That's bugging me. Can you bring her a thing of ice for her glass, please?
No.
Yes.
And I'm just curious real quick because, you know, I've been asked the question before, which came first, the color orange or the orange? You know, that's always like one of those hypothetical.
Yeah.
But because of one of the words, which came first, peanuts or penis? Which word was first?
Oh.
Because, I mean, if the anatomical description of a male was first, who is smart enough to go, that's a peanut?
Yeah.
You know, I mean.
Let me hit you in the head again.
I'm just curious.
Yeah.
Anyone have that answer? Which came first? Well, we know what that
is. We're in a family show here, I'm told.
Yeah, all right.
No,
so.
I like amnesiac schmatz.
I got to tell you guys, this is the best 45 minutes I spent all week.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
The word penis is originated in the late 17th century.
Right.
And let's see, peanuts.
Some Georgia farmer found it in the early 1800s, probably.
Etymology.
Right after the word penis.
Oh, somebody say Grover Washington. What was Cleveland Grover Washington? What was the guy who did all that stuff with the peanuts?
That was in the
1800s. George Washington Carver.
Carver, yeah, wow. Thank you.
1600s as opposed to the 1800s. Penis came first.
Penis came first.
Penis came first.
I love how we just meanderated away from the topic.
I don't even know how. You know why?
I like that word you made up. It's excellent.
Meanderated?
Yes.
Hold on. Okay. Who among us in listening audience don't know what I just said?
Oh, I know. I
was just going to ask you, what does meanderated mean?
So you had no idea?
No, that's what I'm asking you.
Oh, come on. You know.
It's not a word. I don't understand what you're saying. What do we mean? I don't even know. I can't repeat it because I don't know how to say it.
It's like when you meander and keep going.
And okay. Aided?
Meandering.
When you meander and aided?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yes, exactly. That is it. That's it exactly. So anyway, I'm going to make an executive decision.
Right.
It is your show.
That was a power move.
Not only in your eyes.
Yeah.
Now look who's not getting laid.
And look who's not getting laid, exactly.
But y'all are looking for the product and the purpose.
I just told you it's not about the product. I literally just said that. You were too busy asking her for ice. Yeah.
I heard her.
It was. I agreed with you in that regard. But
okay,
that
then
that
start right there. I agree with you.
It's
start right there.
A punk move. I would go so far as to say it was a punk-ass bitch move.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. So let's say the Billy or penis. Monica's, I found y'all on Twitters. On what a thing called, one of them dating steps, right?
Yeah, Twinders.
Hurting my head.
I saw y'all on Grindr, all right, or Twitter, whatever them sites when you go find people. Hook up with a fish.
Grindr is where schmatz hangs out.
Hook up with a fish. Ain't that one of them?
You're on that all the time, yeah.
Plenty of fish or OkCupid or Tinder.
Is that Spike in the water? Oh,
Bumble?
My God, he found his fish.
Okay, I saw you on Hook Up with a Fish, and then you and I decided we're going to go out. Mm-hmm.
I think I swiped left on you,
good thing
friend.
You don't need to go find a big mouth grouper.
Am I supposed to pay?
No. Well, no. No. I don't think it's an obligation. No.
So I've done a lot of internet dating, and I never go on an internet date expecting somebody to pay for me. Now, if they offer, I'm okay with that. But I always go out expecting to pay for myself.
Okay. This is a perfect scenario, and I'm glad you asked this, Spike, because it just dawned on me here. Let's bring this scenario, what you just said. I can tell you what a power move is in this whole scenario. I'm with her. I would not expect it. I don't think it's the man's responsibility by any means. But if I'm there, and let's just say I go to the bathroom, whatever, and you handle all that nonsense, and I come back and everything's paid for, that is a power move, and I am way turned on. Because you didn't make it a thing, like, I'm going to pay, look at me, I'm the big man paying for you. You just did it.
You just did it.
And it's done, and there was no discussion.
Yeah.
That's a power move.
So is it a power
move?
That
is a power move.
Yeah, I go over there.
Let's say I went to the bathroom and you paid the bill.
Power move.
Oh, all right.
So if I was at a restaurant or said bar, and we're sitting at the bar, and I saw you across the bar, and I told the person that works there, hey, buy her next drink.
That's kind of sexy. I'm not going to lie. That's kind of sexy.
That's fine. I honest. That's a gesture.
Okay.
It's
okay. So stop right there. Stop right there.
Not going to get you laid anymore than you wouldn't. But
stop right there. Let's say I'm at
the shoe store.
The shoe store.
You say, hey, buy that girl's shoes.
I want to buy her girl's shoes.
And now, do you come up to me? Like, I think that's sexy too. And here's why. I feel like you're not there to you're not coming up saying, hey baby, it's almost like you're not trying to take all my problems away. You're just saying, that's on me. And I just think that's sexy when a guy does it smoothly.
Okay,
there's
so
a way to do it smoothly, and
because you could do it smooth too, Spike, because you could go up, buy that girl's shoes as long as they're under $58.
I'm paying her shoes up to
$50. If they're over 58, just pretend you never met me.
If that happened, if I went to the register and I was like, here's my shoes, and that person said, oh, they're already paid for.
They're paid for, but I got sent
and I would look over there and I'd be like, holy crap. And I got to tell you, that's just me. I'm not saying that's how it's right or wrong or good or bad.
So you come over there.
No, Monica, my question is, how long should I stay in the bathroom waiting for you to pay?
Why are you in the bathroom?
I'm waiting for you to pay.
Yeah, y'all met on
Make
somebody
the power move.
No, you're browsing the rack.
But I absolutely agree with her. So if somebody just did that and just paid for it, didn't even ask me or anything like that, they just paid for it. That is absolutely a power move. But if somebody came up to me and said, if I buy your shoes, will you give me your phone number?
Yeah, oh, it's the worst.
I would run away.
Okay, run away.
So let's take away the if I buy your shoes, give me your phone number. So if we take that away, are we migrating from punk to power?
If you're you're not expecting anything in return,
But then, honestly, if you do that, if I go up to the register and they're paid for, and is that guy over there, and I look over and you're at like this rack
you're looking over,
I'm gonna say hey, and then if you're ugly, I'm gonna say thank you so much. It's really nice. I'm gonna leave. But if it's you're cute, I'm gonna say hey, thank you. What are you doing?
You bought my shoes. Here's my underwear.
Maybe I'm not wearing any pepper. You don't know or schmatz.
So here's the deal, you guys are conditional. Punk's conditional power moves. You hear yourself talk. Yeah, you're saying if they did this.
Yes. Deal. Like, honestly, just effing deal. Like, deal.
Spike, I go out and I get McDonald's breakfast every Saturday morning.
Right? Do you really? What do you get? Number four?
That's not the point.
No.
I love McDonald's breakfast. I never get to get it.
I usually get sausage McMuffins, and Roz likes McMuffin with no meat.
And that's so sweet. You go get it for her on a Saturday morning.
No, but here's the thing.
Every Saturday.
That's a power move.
Here's the thing. Several times, I have gone up to the window and said, let me pay for the car behind me.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That's a weird move, and here's why. Because I'm in the next car, and I expect to pay, let's just make it even, say $8 or something for my breakfast.
Right.
And it's paid for already. And I'm like, well, crap. Now I feel obligated to do the one behind me, even though I don't really want to, and I didn't ask for this to be done. That's
don't
a weird
do it.
Move.
Don't do
yeah,
it.
Then
yeah,
then I'm a horrible person. Now I have to. Yeah. And now that person that feels like they
the
have to, and it's just weird.
Sorry.
You're creating something weird. You know what you could do? To me, what's better is if you're in line, and let's just say if you're in line at McDonald's inside, and you're talking to the person, you're having a little conversation while you're waiting, and then when you go, you say, you know, I got his too, and that person will be like, no, no, and you'll say, no, I got it, and then that's different, because then he doesn't have to pay it forward or whatever.
You know, I mean, similar to what I do. So when I pull up to the window, I go, hey, I want to go ahead. Did that guy pay for his? Oh, he did. I was going to pay for his because he was just in front of me. I try that.
Yeah, that's a great move.
Classic
really. Yeah. I was going to buy yours, but you already bought it.
No, he's already gone. It doesn't. You just asked the person at the register.
Oh, man.
Did they pay for theirs already?
I saw the revengeous of the revenge one, and I'll give it real quick. It was a drive-thru situation, and there's like three people in line, there, and one's in the middle, you know, one in front, one in the middle, and one at the end. And the person up front's waiting on the McDonald's person, right? They paid and they're waiting and they're just sitting there. And the person behind them, the one in the middle, honk and horn. And the person's like, dude, I would go, but I, you know, waiting for my food and it's not on me or whatever. And the person just won't stop honking finally. After a little bit of time and the guy, which is behind him, was just being a jerk. The guy in the first car says, what did they order? What is it? And the guy, and they're like, they said, and he's like, I'm paying for his, right? He's like, oh, okay, so it looks like it's good. They pulled to the next window. Since the cashier inside doesn't know it's a whole pay it forward thing, the cashier gives that first car all the food that the person paid for.
Oh, man. Oh.
And now the person behind him gets up to the second window. He gets to the first window. He's like, oh, that was nice. And he gets up to the second window. His food's gone.
It's gone. Damn, that's a cool.
That is good.
Is that a power or punk move?
I think that's a power move. Because there's nobody getting out and screaming and yelling and no guns were out. You know, it just was a...
I started doing what I just described after a cop did it to me. That was a police car.
That's
you know, McDonald's.
I don't like to feel obligated to be nice.
Gives
I just want to be nice.
Free meal. He paid for mine.
That's really nice.
I mean, that's just outstanding. Yeah.
Well, good. So, back to the punk power move. Don't be fixated on the product.
Don't tell me what to do.
I'm not fixated on the product. I'm fixated on what the dude is doing.
How he does it, exactly. It's not even about the product.
How he's doing it.
I just said yes to both the shoes and the drink, but in two totally different scenarios. It wasn't about the product. It was about how it was done.
Yeah.
Right. If I do this, will you give me your phone number? That's creepy.
But hold on a second.
Yeah.
But the phone number part could have just...
Here's a drink, or I got, you know, I got your dinner. He's an asking.
Billy, what you're saying basically is if Spike does it, it's creepy.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
That makes sense. think we're all in agreement there.
I mean, before I pay, I'm going to ask, hey, we're going to get some out of this.
No, you're getting nothing. That, yeah, and that, I think that's
then,
why.
Then you, that is not a power move.
And that's why it's a power move, because you don't, you have
that's
enough money.
That's a knee in the groin move.
Yes. You know, you don't expect anything out of it, and that's a turn on.
You guys are just so, insert big word here, hypocritical.
No.
No, that's, how is that hypocritical?
Because you will, you will let
people,
me.
People, when they disagree with someone, they love to throw out the hypocritical word. Really? Yeah. You just, you don't agree with what we're saying. Just say that. And that's because, cool.
But here, tell me this definition of hypocriticals. You will allow me to do something for you if you approve of it, and if it's smooth or not.
Depending on your motives.
No. No, 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 no. Listen. Okay. The power move is you just buying me the drink without me even knowing about it, or buying me the shoes. Yeah.
Correct,
or,
correct.
Or buying whatever without me knowing about it, you just do it.
Correct.
That's hot.
Thank you. Oh my God, that's so nice. And then I start talking to you, right?
Yeah. Correct.
That's it. Right. But if you say, if I buy this for you, I want your phone number, then you're a creep.
Yeah,
then
creepy.
You're trading something. Then you're treating me like a hooker.
Yeah.
Because
okay.
you're buying my phone number.
And again, here's a hypocritical
and that's
part.
A creep move.
Here's a hypocritical part. You would allow me to do this if it is smooth. You should not allow me to do it,
no,
period.
No. I didn't allow you to do it. You just did it.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
You
stop. You'll accept it. You'll accept it if it's cool. Right?
If it's not creepy, yes.
So you should not accept it.
Don't tell me what to do. Like you're trying to force however you would do it onto us. That's not how it works.
You didn't give me a chance to decline it. You just did it.
That's hot.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, I don't know. I don't know how to judge.
I don't understand.
Yeah, I don't understand. I don't know how to judge this.
If you're expecting something in return,
I'm always
stupid.
People are always expecting something in return.
No, they're not.
Yes.
Yes.
No.
People. Wait, raise your
hand.
Okay, hoping for something in return and expecting something in return.
Exactly.
Is there a difference between hoping something and expecting something?
Yes.
Oh, totally.
Yes. Oh, my God.
Totally.
Tell me
and that explains everything. You just don't understand the English language.
So you owe me. I bought you dinner.
No,
so
no, no. No, babe.
It was a roll in the hay.
It was best described in the movie Grumpy Old Men when he says, you can crap in one hand and wish or hope in the other and see which one gets filled first.
Which one gets filled first?
Yeah, really, which one? I'm confused.
You can crap in one hand or you can wish and hope in the other. Which one gets filled first?
Well, a wish and a hope isn't a physical thing. So the poop
so
is
the hope,
so
the,
it's
the hope
crap.
And wish.
Yeah.
It's the crap.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm saying. You're expecting it. That's what you're saying. If you hope or wish or expect, if you crap in one hand, guess what? You can expect to fill your hand, right?
With a hand.
Yeah.
Pile of poop.
I'm going to hit you over the head so you can get underneath
just
you.
No, this is the best schmatz we've ever had.
Yeah, I guess high quality schmatz up in here.
God.
But you can wish in one hand or crap in the other and see which one gets filled first. There you go.
Okay.
All right. Well, there you go, ladies and gentlemen. We have some hypocriticals on this show.
No.
Stop it.
Yeah, you're the hypocrite.
Is that a bad word?
You don't even know the definition of hypocrite if that's what you're saying.
Well, speaking of definition, I have I got to tell you guys what the definition of snap. What was that word?
I can tell you what the definition is.
Hold on. Can you pronounce it?
Oh,
salmonella.
Salmonella.
Now I
solipsium.
Solar lips.
Solipsism.
Solipsism. Right. So the. Go ahead. Tell me definitely. Yeah. Go ahead quickly.
Okay. So you're all figments of my imagination. I only know that I exist. That means that you're all just figments. I'm dreaming all of you guys. You're
exactly. All y'all are figments of my imagination. I'm a solipsism. Thank you. Big word of the day. Go around and use it. So speaking of which, just go around the room and ask.
Oh, shoot.
What stuck with you tonight? And we'll start out with you on the remote control. Billy, what stuck with you tonight?
Bike is a creep that expects something. If he buys you dinner, then he expects something from you.
How about if I buy you dinner and I hope something? What's the difference?
Because then you're not. Then if you don't get it, you don't get it.
And
right?
if I expect something, I'll get it.
You're just being nice. You're making a nice gesture.
All right, Smots, what stuck with you tonight?
This was quite possibly the most entertaining hour of my entire life.
Yes. Stay what you are. PW, what stuck with you tonight?
That this is the most I've ever loved schmatz.
There we go. And our lovely, talented guest, Monica, for a minute there. What stuck with you tonight?
You don't know English.
That's pretty much true. Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Spike on the Mic Show. I know what I'm talking about. I gave these scenarios, and they fumble. They fail the test. This is Spike on the Mic Show. We'll see you guys next week. Award-deserving, hopefully, smarts will not change.
Oh, yeah.
We out. Spike on the Mic, and we'll holler back at you, ladies and gentlemen. One.
Oh, yes.